Welcome to the GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into a crucial topic, calculating energy changes. This is a topic that comes up frequently in exams, and mastering it can really boost your grade. We'll break down the key concepts, look at how to tackle exam questions, and finish with a quick quiz to test your knowledge. So grab a pen and paper, and let's get started. First, let's talk about the core concepts. In any chemical reaction, energy is needed to break the chemical bonds in the reactants. This is an endothermic process, meaning it takes in energy from the surroundings. Think of it like needing energy to break a stick. Once the bonds are broken, new bonds are formed in the products, and this releases energy. This is an exothermic process. The overall energy change of a reaction is the difference between the energy taken in to break bonds and the energy released when making new bonds. If more energy is released than taken in, the reaction is exothermic, and the temperature of the surroundings will increase. If more energy is taken in than released, the reaction is endothermic, and the temperature will decrease. The formula you need to remember is energy change equals sum of bond energies of bonds broken, sum of bond energies of bonds made. Let's repeat that. Energy change equals bonds broken, bonds made. A great way to remember this is the mnemonic bindomexo. Bond breaking is endothermic, and bond making is exothermic. Now let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. A very common mistake is to get the calculation the wrong way around. Remember, it's always bonds broken minus bonds made. Another frequent error is forgetting to account for all the bonds in a molecule. For example, in a water molecule, H2O, there are two OH bonds, not just one. Always draw out the displayed formula of each molecule to make sure you count every single bond. Also, don't forget to include the sign in your final answer. A negative sign indicates an exothermic reaction, and a positive sign indicates an endothermic reaction. You can lose a mark for omitting the sign. Finally, when you're asked to explain why a reaction is exothermic or endothermic, you must compare the amount of energy. For an exothermic reaction, you would say, more energy is released when making bonds in the products than is taken in to break bonds in the reactants. Time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you three questions and you can pause the podcast to think of your answer. Question 1. Is bond breaking an endothermic or exothermic process? Answer, endothermic. Question 2. What is the formula for calculating the overall energy change of a reaction? Answer, energy change. Equals sum of bond energies of bonds broken, sum of bond energies of bonds made. Question 3. If the overall energy change is negative, is the reaction exothermic or endothermic? Answer, exothermic. To summarize, we've learned that chemical reactions involve breaking and making bonds with associated energy changes. Bond breaking is endothermic, and bond making is exothermic. The overall energy change is calculated by subtracting the energy of bonds made from the energy of bonds broken. Remember to draw out your molecules, count all the bonds, and get the sign right in your final answer. That's all for this episode. Keep practicing and you'll be an expert in no time. Happy revising!